Welcome to the Full of Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 9:46 Greenwich Mean Time, and today is December 17th. Well, only a week to go till Christmas. It's getting rather exciting in my household with a small baby, and another one due in March. But getting back to the markets, and it has been rather a dismal day for stock markets. And that is following through from the rather ham-fisted way in which the Fed handled their rate cut last week, and particularly for those markets that had rallied back towards their up the upper side of their ranges. And I think we can class the S&P or the DAX in those terms. They are reacting from those highs, and there's a good chance we're going to see them go back and test the lower side of their ranges over the next couple of weeks. In the case of markets such as the S&P, that's not particularly that far away. And if they are going to find support, they should be finding it towards the November lows, and if not there, then the August lows. But looking right across the world, the Hang Seng was down 3.5% today, which was a rather large decline, and that fed through also into the Shanghai A shares. They were really quite positive on Friday, but they gave up almost the entire gain here today. The Nikkei was down almost 2%. And in the UK, you had the FTSE down almost 2% as well, and that was led down, to my knowledge, by some of the resources plays. There is a perception that the global economy is going to slow, which will slow demand for industrial metals. And indeed, the industrial metals were quite weak here today. Copper was down 650, and nickel flirting once more with that 25,000 level. The industrial metals of the commodities group are being hit the hardest, without doubt. And that is primarily, I think, on fears that the global economy is slowing and that demand will slow. But they have been in a medium-term correction for the majority of the year as an asset class. And that continues to be the case. So there are other areas, though, in the commodity sector which are doing quite well. And wheat in particular hit an all-time new high today, went right above $10, didn't hold on to it for particularly long, and closed somewhere in the 960s. But it's not completely unexpected that we see a little bit of consolidation around this area. I think it's quite interesting that the front month has actually gone into backwardation, where the front month is higher than subsequent months, telling us that there is a shortage of supply in the near-term contracts, which is an interesting turn of events, particularly given the fact that it hasn't been in backwardation all year, and wheat has been one of the best performing of the soft commodities. Also, I think of interest is coffee, the Robusta coffee in particular, because that has recently found support and has a really rivetingly consistent progression of rising major reaction lows over the last 5 years. So we can give the benefit of the doubt there that it's going to rally from this area. And of course, sugar. Sugar had been an absolute star performer in 2005, but hasn't been anywhere close to any, well, hasn't performed in anywhere near that fashion in the last 18 months, but does appear to be breaking upwards from a base around the $10 level on that US traded contract. And that is also really very interesting chart action. Areas where we're starting to see relative strength are certainly in this soft commodity sector, and that's certainly worthy of notice. Also, looking right across the world at international stock markets, we've had just about all stock markets pulling back over the last couple of days, again following that really messy way in which the Fed handled their rate cut. Their bedside manner really does need some working on. And there's a very good chance we're going to see markets come back and test the lower side of their ranges. India, which had been an outperformer, pulled back rather heavily in here today. So that does look now like a failed breakout from the range. And a rule of thumb from the chart seminar is that there's a good chance it may go and test the lower side of that range, which is about 5,500 on the Nikkei, sorry, on the Nifty, pardon me. But There are markets making new highs, and that's in the Middle East. Saudi Arabia had a very positive day today, and against the background of really rather weak markets right across the globe, that is a standout event. And it does point towards something different happening in some of those Middle Eastern markets. And if one has the freedom to invest there, because really it's quite difficult, although I did publish that Saudi Arabia investment fund, which is listed in Guernsey, in one of the comments of the day. I think it was last week. But that area is outperforming, and that is certainly worthy of notion. Sorry, worthy of notice. Excuse me, in the precious metal sector today, it was really very interesting action. You had silver, which was relatively unchanged, and actually had rallied well off its lows today, which is quite positive action. And you had gold, which was only down about 160, have again rallied off its lows, had been down about $8 earlier on. Looking at the gold shares, you have the gold bugs. They had a pretty weak day today and look like they are going to pull back further. But then you have platinum, which was up nearly $25, over $1,500 right now. That's a new all-time high. And it's a breakout from a well-defined trading range. Provided it can hold that break, this is really very positive action. Now, there is a little bit of an argument here because platinum is often a leader for the precious metals, and the gold bugs are often a leader for the gold price. And I think we can probably give the weight of the argument to platinum. I think probably you had the gold shares taking some flak from Wall Street, whereas platinum being, I think, closer to the bone in terms of its ability to lead the actual commodities has had a good bounce in here today. Well, a surge really, following the Bali talks that concluded on Saturday. Of course, there's two more years left for negotiations on climate change, and really the way they're going to flesh out that agreement is probably going to have some rather marked investment consequences. But I think it's also very difficult to say exactly which way they're going to go, because 2 years is a very long time for negotiations. And you can be sure that industrialized countries are going to be playing hard to get the best deal they can for themselves. So while platinum has surged on that news because there's an anticipation that there will be greater need for catalytic converters and more platinum in that sector, and of course, car sales right across the emerging world are exploding. But there will be other ramifications. I plan to do a search tomorrow for renewable energy companies and for clean energy companies that might be of interest. So hopefully I'll be able to publish something like that tomorrow. Also of note in here were the bond markets. You had the 30-year treasury up over a full point, so back to almost 115, but still remains in a short-term downtrend. And it is, I think, equally weighted with upward and downward dynamics within this short-term downtrend. It needs to put together a couple of more days like this one to indicate that this is anything more than a flash in the pan. And it really does need to push back above 116 towards 120 to really give the market confidence that this market is going to rally further. Interestingly, we haven't had that over the last couple of days, and we do need to see consecutive days on the upside for the bond markets to really indicate that there is some strength here. And we haven't seen that really just yet. And the currency markets. You had the dollar a bit stronger in here today versus the euro and versus the pound. Excuse me, not versus the pound. Versus the euro. And the pound was marginally stronger, and the Canadian dollar was stronger by a full cent, heading back towards parity there. So we're getting some mixed signals from the currency markets, but the dollar is still relatively steady, and it would really need a downward dynamic, probably against the euro, to really tell us that this dollar rally has ended, and there's really no evidence of that just yet. But with that thought, I will leave you for the evening, and thank you very much for your time.